virtual fingertips. Visit MichiganMedicalReport.com today.
Okay.
Bus,
Donna?
In Omaha.
In Omaha.
On the bus.
I remember that.
Actually, about all we do here, this is a countdown show where what we basically do is we just kind of work our way through the chart, talking about people you might know on the chart as well as your stuff.
Oh, boy. You better watch out.
Yeah.
Because I don't know a lot of people on this.
Well, you know what?
Excuse me. I take that back. I got a couple people I really know well on this.
There, see? Like whom?
Clay Walker.
And that's probably a golf connection as well.
Clay and I have been partnered together 4 or 5 times in Pebble Beach. Well, see, I know a couple people.
What other name kind of popped out at you there?
They're just people. I'm a big fan. I really like George Strait. I kind of got turned on to him early in George's career. You know, he was, I think they called him the new traditionalist.
Yeah. I've got a good Garth Brooks and Tim McGraw and Sugarland, weren't they on Kenny's tour?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I got a couple there, but I can't help you too much.
No, that's fine.
Are you sorry now that you came along?
Absolutely, yeah. Never.
Are we done?
No, I'm actually...
You're going to be... Well, maybe...
No.
The whole course of this has changed dramatically now.
Yeah. No, not at all. Matter of fact, you know, every week we have a different country artist come right here, sit in the studio, and we chat about people. And as you might imagine, a lot of folks recently have been talking about you guys now that you're back on the charts. So obviously we're going to hear about what some of them have had to say about you guys. And of course we're going to talk a lot about your new CD, Long Road Out of Eden. Lots to do with our co-hosts, the Eagles, Glenn Frey and Joe Walsh, as we get along. Right now we'll get the countdown started at number 30. Here's Faith Hill and Red Umbrella.